very good column, sir. That last bit about curfew is very apt. And may I also say that yesterday's column on boundary setting was excellent. It really helped me understand my parents.
Okay.
Steve Carell plays Dan Burns, a newspaper columnist who doles out advice in response to readers' questions about family issues. But in real life, Dan is struggling to deal with his own family.
By the way, you're grounded.
Oh, I'm grounded?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. For how long?
For life.
Dan is a widowed father of three daughters. It's been a couple of years since his wife died, and he cannot bring himself to think about a new relationship. But while on a family holiday visit to his parents' seaside summer home in Rhode Island, he meets the most interesting woman browsing in a local bookstore.
I'm looking for a book.
This is actually quite the page-turner there.
In a traditional romantic comedy, that encounter is known as the cute meet, after which the couple, obviously perfect for one another, has to overcome an obstacle in the way of their relationship. In Dan in Real Life, that part has family complications.
Dan, this is my girlfriend, Annie. And, Annie, this is my brother, Dan.
It turns out she is dating Dan's long single brother, so Dan decides to hide his feelings. Steve Carell says it doesn't seem too far-fetched.
I think it's a situation a lot of people have found themselves in, that they're attracted or drawn to somebody who they probably shouldn't be drawn to. And at the expense of hurting other people in their lives, they stay away. And that's, to me, what the movie's about, is two people trying not to fall in love.
Hello?
We gotta talk.
Can it wait?
He's just working for you. I mean, really working, be honest.
I'm having a nice time.
A nice time?
Yes, I am.
So you're enjoying yourself? You know what? I'm not enjoying myself, and I think that as two people, like principal, that we should have some ground rules, don't you?
Oh, yes. Ooh. Okay, sure.
Juliette Binoche plays Marie Anne, and in her view, the character wants to be honest about her feelings with both brothers.
She recognizes a man that belongs to her somehow, that has this ability to comfort her, to protect her, which is Steve Carell's character. And she knows that the other man, who's the brother, is never going to be able to fulfill that need and never be the man that she can spend time with. So she's aware of that, and it's a tragedy somehow, because she knows that she can't live with one and she can't have the other one because it's far too complicated. But deep down in her, I'm sure she knows.
Dan in Real Life is co-written and directed by Peter Hedges, whose novel What's Eating Gilbert Grape became a favorite independent film in 1993. He continued to explore the theme of dysfunctional families in his directing debut a decade later, Pieces of April. And Hedges says Dan is about a much more grounded group than his previous works.
For me, it was a chance to write about a family that wasn't, you know, overtly dysfunctional, a family that's actually doing okay. But this one guy has a hurt heart.
Steve Carell agrees that Dan is hurting, but he says it's the family, especially his daughters, that keeps him from wallowing in depression and allows him to find ways to smile through his grief.
My immediate family has experienced a lot of loss in the last few years. And one thing that I've gleaned from that is that even within depression and sorrow and darkness, there's light, there's possibility, and there are moments of happiness. Even the most depressed people can laugh and can enjoy moments. I think the problem that this character of Dan is having is that he's put everyone else in his life, including mostly his daughters, ahead of his own needs. And the fact that he hasn't been taking care of himself is impacting everyone around him. But I never thought the character as someone who is self-pitying or something that could spiral into being maudlin. It's just a guy who's trying to do his best, and he's gone through some rough times. But generally, people who are depressed don't know they are. And I think that's sort of where he is.
I went a little nutty, got a little stupid.
Honey, you've made some mistakes.
So many. Dan in Real Life features Screen veterans John Mahoney and Diane Wiest as Dan's parents. Dane Cook co-stars as the love-struck brother. And the English actress who's rapidly become a favorite in American films, Emily Blunt, plays the brother's former schoolmate, now all grown up. And the soundtrack music is by Norwegian singer-songwriter Sondre Lerche. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.
Thank you.